KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
Hey, before I introduce you to our first guest today, I want to let you know coming up later in the show, we're going to find out from Focus on the Family some grants that have been made available to crisis pregnancy centers. And if you are involved with one of those, let you know how to find out how to get those grants or apply for them. And then actually, this was a God thing, kind of timely. We already had on the calendar CareNet Pregnancy Centers of Albuquerque. They're going to join us for the final part of the show. So lots to talk about today. Before I introduce you to our first guest, I want to let you know that on the West Side tonight at Calvary Church West Side, it is the Gathering 2026. Many of you know the powwow is happening in town this weekend, and people are coming from tribes all over North America. I think the Western Hemisphere in general, but a lot, and maybe even the world. But there's going to be a lot of people in town, and the Indigenous ministry from Calvary Church is reaching out with the Gathering. It's a sacred time for Native people really to come together and worship, healing, renewal through Christ. It's going to feature a message from Will Graham, the grandson of Billy Graham. There'll be live worship, an outreach, really seeking to affirm identity in Christ, uplift our Native communities, and inspire guests to move forward in faith and hope. Bring really the whole family out for this event in the auditorium at Calvary Church West Side. It's a free event tonight. Calvary West Side starts at 6 o'clock. Calvary West Side, if you're not aware, is Coors and Montaño, just north of Montaño, in that I think the same plaza as Keller's. It's, if you remember the old Hastings on the west side on Coors, it's right in that property. It's been there for quite some time now, but details are on the web at calvarynm.church. All right, I have a studio full of guests from parent-led academic network team, more specifically Sightline Theater, who are preparing for their production of The Servant of Two Masters. And in studio with me, Diana Turner. She's the lead director and the lead director for the theater and a teacher. Also, some of the actors are here, an actress and an actor, Talon, right? I get that right, Gomez? And Talon Gomez and his sister Lillian, who both are performing in this production. So all of you, welcome to ABQ Connect. Thanks for coming in to hang out.
Thanks for having us.
I was unaware of this until about a week ago. I want to thank the parents, actually. They reached back out to me because I had made a commitment to have you guys on, and it kind of got lost in the shuffle, and I'm so glad you're here because this is exactly the kind of content we like to provide for our listeners, and it's all a win-win-win. We get content. Hopefully, you guys, we get an audience out there to see you. By the way, it's happening on the West Side. The only thing I didn't get was dates for this event, Diana.
Yeah, our first performance is this Friday, April 24th, and we are opening with a carnival, and then that's at 6 o'clock, and then the show begins at 6:30. And then our next performance will be Saturday, April 25th, at 6 o'clock as well. And then we have two more shows the next weekend, May 1st and May 2nd. The May 1st show will be at 6 o'clock, and we're doing a matinee for our Saturday show, and that will be at 2:30 for the carnival opening.
Okay, and again, May 1st is a
Friday.
Okay, yeah. So then the matinee is at
2:30.
Okay. And is the carnival only the first night?
Nope. We have a carnival opening every single night. Half hour before the show.
Okay. Including the matinee day?
Exactly. Yep. The show starts at 3.
All right. Now, let's back up a little bit because I mentioned parent-led academic network team, and you can actually find them on the website at parentlednetwork.org. Diana, I'm going to throw it to you, and I may have some questions. Let us know as little or as much as you'd like the listener to know about the organization.
Sure. The acronym is PLANT, and that's what most people in the homeschool community know them by. And they're a great organization that bring together a bunch of teachers and parents, providing all kinds of academic as well as extracurricular activities like theater. So they have music, they have chemistry, they have algebra, they have it all. Lots of different
similar teachers. To a homeschool co-op.
Yes. However, in this organization, it allows the teachers to get some money for their services, and then also allows the parents to find really skilled professionals in these different areas.
Well, the Bible does say a workman is worthy his wages, and do not muzzle the ox. So I can amen that easily. I appreciate the hard work that not only the parents put into the education of the kids, anyone participating in PLANT with the parents and the students. Just looking at New Mexico in general, we often talk about on this program the awfully low scores from our public education, and we actually every month feature an alternative choice for parents just to educate them and let them know there's so many great places to have your kids educated. But I would guess, like most of the people I talk to, Diana, you and the rest of the parents would say, regardless of where your parents or your kids are, whether they're in public school, private school, charter school, homeschool, the key is Jesus in the home and parents' connection and involvement in their kids' education.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So true.
Well, we're here primarily to promote the event, and I want to make sure people know about this. Now, without going into details about the cost, just is there a cost involved?
Yeah, a very minimal cost. We charge $8 for adults, and for students ages 5 and up to 18, we charge only $6.
Okay,
so
now
it's very affordable.
If someone wanted to get tickets for this right now, where would you send them?
They can't get tickets except for through a student right now, but they can get a ticket at the door.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
All right. So we will make sure to get all these details and make them available to you. Our announcers will continue to announce this between now and the weekend and then through next week.
Wonderful.
But let me make sure that our listeners know, again, the production is The Servant of Two Masters from Sightline Theater, which is part of that organization, and it's happening at Vineyard Church. This is real easy. On the west side, just north of Paseo del Norte on golf course, on the west side of the street, you'll find the church there. It's at 8701 Golf Course Road Northwest. But again, the performances are April 24th at 6 p.m., 24th and 25th, both at 6 p.m. There's a carnival before each show, about a half an hour before the show time. And then the following week, Friday, May 1st at 6 p.m. and Saturday, the matinee at 2:30 on May 2nd. Now, I want to bring Talon into this. Talon, how did you get wrangled into being part of this production?
One of Lillian's friends invited us to their first production.
Yeah.
And then the next year, Lillian, she did a play, and the year after that, the rest of my siblings and I, we got into the younger class, and then we moved up to the older class.
Okay, so this isn't your first rodeo.
No.
You've done this before.
Yes.
What part are you playing in this production?
I'm a porter.
Yeah.
So I just carry trunks and stuff across the stage.
Okay. And Lillian, it sounds like Lillian, maybe you were into theater first?
Yes. I began at Sightline Theater because I saw their first production.
Which was what?
Which was The Tempest.
Okay.
It was beautifully done. I did not know acting could do that. So I was like, I want to do that. So I joined. I have been in 3 plays to date, and this is my 4th. And me and my siblings have been involved since I joined, even when they weren't old enough to be part of the main cast. They were helping in crew. They were helping in... And really, it's just great. The director is great. Our crew is great.
Your director's right here. She's like 2 feet away from you.
I know. You are great, Mrs.
That was unsolicited, though. I assure you, that was unsolicited. She means every word of it. Now, here's a quick question for parents and students that are listening. Now, there are future productions. We talked about it off the air. Little Women is in the docket. Is there a date set for that?
We always have our productions in the spring,
okay.
But we have to work around some of the homeschool calendars and schedules, such as the convention and Awana events and such. Yep. So we haven't quite set a date yet.
Okay. Next spring of 27.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Okay.
27.
Now, people are listening. Oh, I want my kids involved in this.
Yeah.
Now, in order to be involved with Sightline Theater, is it necessarily to be a member of the Plant group?
Yeah, you just go on to Plant Network.
Plantnetwork.org. Parentlednetwork.org is the site to get registered and signed up. Parentlednetwork.org. But in doing that, not just for the theater, but opportunity to connect with the group in whole, which I will testify as a parent of six grown homeschoolers that... There is wisdom in a multitude of counselors, and to be able to be part of a group that can come together and help raise our kids with the ideology that we all have in common as Christians, what a great opportunity to walk through education through a biblical worldview lens. So here's the big deal. This Friday and Saturday are the first performances at Vineyard Church on the west side. That is, it's Vineyard Church Albuquerque, by the way. It's north of Paseo del Norte on golf course, and it starts at 6 p.m. Friday, and the carnival gets underway at 5:30.
Nope. 6 p.m. is the carnival.
Oh, 6 p.m. is carnival. And
6:30.
And 6:30. Okay, and 6:30 both nights.
You got it.
Okay. So lots of fun to be had. As we put a bow on this, Diane, I want to make sure there's nothing left unsaid that you get out saying, oh, I forgot to say. Is there anything else you want to share with our listener?
Just that. It is going to be such a fun family experience, not just a show, but kids can go and play some games at the booth. There will be some carnival acts. There will be food. We're serving Italian sodas.
Oh, nice.
The production is based on Commedia dell'arte, and our students have learned all about sort of the history of theater. We try to teach them. This is pre-Shakespeare. Shakespeare used to use a lot of Commedia dell'arte in his comedies and all of their stock characters and weave them in and some of the plots, twists and such too. So it's a hilarious show that they will not want to miss.
All right. Well, I want to thank Diana Talon and Lillian all for coming in and letting us know more about the production, and look forward to having the theater full, hopefully some young people, some people introducing families and kids to the arts in this way. What a great opportunity. Thank you all. Appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you so much.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.